telling African folk tales in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are, a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Ruth Mwangangi, and I am a project manager, live out in Des Moines, and I just enjoy really talking about my culture. I am originally from Nairobi, Kenya.
Bano, which is folk tales, and those are just traditional stories in the Kamba culture. We call them Mbano. We have over 18 dialects. So we would all speak Kamba, but with a different intonation and a different dialect. The Kamba tribe, which by the way is the fourth largest tribe in Kenya. Most of the Kambas are in the military because we are very loyal people. We're also known for wood carving. We also weave baskets, very patriarchal society. The men rule. There's a division of labor thus that way too. So the men are the wood carvers because they have to go find the wood. The women, on the other hand, we use our hands, but we're weavers. We're the ones who make the baskets and the purses. Telling and listening to stories was for entertainment, first and foremost, but the biggest reason why stories were told, teach a lesson of some sort. And our stories have a lot of different characteristics. So they reaffirm facts and concepts. They teach the society about morals, but they also teach about our culture. One of the key ones being when children are getting into puberty and growing older and things happening to their bodies, we use stories. Our grandmothers were the primary storytellers. And they would tell stories with regards to that. In our storytelling, use a lot of animals. So we have animals speaking, we have animals jumping, we have animals doing weird things like tortoises flying. Reason being the attention. In Africa, when we wake up, we actually wake up like at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., do chores. You know what that means? You go feed the cattle, you go get firewood. You don't have water to take a shower. We don't have running water in the villages. And so those are the types of hard tasks that you're doing. You're going to walk to school, and that takes a toll on you. So we're very active the whole day. So bedtime stories, if they are not captivating, you will have kids snoring and rowdy and very upset. If your grandma wants us to listen to her, we have to be real engaged. And so that's why we had animal characters, we had, you know, and if we had people, the people were ogres or they were monsters. The stories that I'm going to share with you, I learned from my grandmother. Music was key, and then also nature. And so the thundering and the lightning, somehow grandma would just incorporate that into the story. Also, remember that our stories never ended with they lived happily ever after. What we had a lot of times would be, so that is a lesson for you. Long, long, long time ago, besides the animals of earth and the birds of the air, there was a lot of hunger and it was thundering. And the clouds opened up and there was a voice from the clouds. Come over here and get food. We got lots of food up here. Tortoise was like, this huge shell. I can't even carry myself. I can't even walk right. How am I ever going to be able to fly? And the birds were talking amongst themselves. How about we each pluck feather off of our skin and pluck it onto Tortoise and see if that will help Tortoise fly? And they fly. The birds fly. The tortoise flies with them. So they get up there. And what do the cloud people say? This food is for? Birds are just watching because their names are not called. What eventually happens to Tortoise? He's too full. Flying down and boom!
What happens to his shell? Cracks into several pieces. And that is how the tortoise got his shell.
Moral of the story, when people help you, you look for a way to help them out. You don't care about what the culture is. You don't care what language, country of Africa they come from. You go help them because it's the right thing to do. The other moral, don't forget where you came from. Tortoise forgot that he came from the land of nothing to the land of plenty. Always remember to go back to your roots.
Ruth Mwangangi of Des Moines. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.